Joining me on the phone are Kelsey and Mary. I believe they're in Thief River. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, the last names I won't even go close on because I don't want to damage your last name. So, Kelsey, what's your last name?
Kelsey Broding.
Broding. That sounds a little Scandinavian. Is that right?
Yeah, it's Scandinavian.
Yeah, yeah. And Mary?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and Mary, your last name?
Mary Seekert.
Seekert. Okay, Mary and Kelsey. And they're involved with something called Elevate, and we'll head to Mary on that because Mary is the executive director of Elevate. What is Elevate, Mary?
Elevate, thank you. Elevate is a youth center here in Thief River Falls. We actually launched a year ago. We were given the building, and they said, will you make a youth center out of this? And we were like, yes, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked all summer long, 2 summers ago, and we renovated this building that was given to us and created an atmosphere that teens would want to be at. And so we developed programs, we developed the building, and we are open every day, Monday through Friday. And we just have all these programs for teenagers to come and access. And everything we do is free because we want everyone to be successful. That's our mission. That's our vision, is that every single teenager would be successful in our community. And what can we do? What can we provide to help that happen?
Okay.
And so what we try to, yeah.
And so when you talk about the history and who are we? And what was the motivation behind this? Why is it so important?
Yes. Well, I was approached first and asked, hey, we know your heart for teenagers in this community. I used to be a next gen pastor, so I was a youth pastor and just have a heart for teenagers.
Okay.
And so they approached me, and it was actually Epiphany Station. They had this building, and they said, hey, we don't know what to do with this building. Would you be interested in taking this on? And I prayed about it for a long time, and I said, yes, I got to do this because the heart for this next generation and just to see teenagers find who they are and find what their purpose was just heavy on me. And so then I approached several others and said, hey, I need your help. I want you to do this with me. So Melora Berge, who used to be the director of Little Brother, Little Sister here in Thief River Falls, I asked her and her husband, Anton Berge, and then also Kelsey here, asked her to join. And then we have another lady in town who's our accountant, Kelsey Seger-Krein. She works for Brady Martin. So we just developed this team, and we went from there and have added more to the team, people that want to do different programs like art. And we have several other programs. We have an afternoon school program that is run, and it's just, We launched last year, and we saw numbers from 5 to 15 in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then now this year we launched, and we are seeing numbers from 50 to 60 every day. So
it is
growing. It is a need.
Yeah.
And teens, we're just hearing testimonies after testimonies of teens building confidence that they are cared for, that they are loved. Single moms are just coming to us crying, thank you so much for doing this. This is a safe place I know my child can be. And so we're very excited about what's going on.
How is Elevate funded?
It is funded mostly by the community. Last December, we did a big poll to ask the community, hey, can you help us? And we raised $38,000 in 1 month.
Wow.
It was just individuals, some business owners, some churches that gave donations. And so that's how we're funded. We just we have a few grants that we've been given, but mostly I would say 75% of how we're funded is just by individuals giving and seeing the need. And it's pretty awesome. We're very much supported by the community. We're very thankful.
Okay, the Elevate Youth Center in Thief River is at 414 Horace Avenue North. And where about is that in the city?
Right next to the Heritage Center. By Green's Funeral Home, I think, is across the parking lot. So you can't miss the building. It's pretty. It sticks out, and it's amazing. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, being distinctive is very good, isn't it? Yes, it is. I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
Now, we'll talk to Kelsey about a big event coming up. There's an art show. When, where, and who's going to be involved? Tell me about that.
Yeah. Yes. So, yes, we are planning a teen gallery exhibition. It's on November 15th, and it's from 6 to 8 p.m. So we are encouraging 6th through 12th graders to enter any art pieces that they may have. Whether they come to Elevate, I do have quite a few Elevate students that are submitting artwork, but we would also like to extend it to, you know, other kiddos at Lincoln, at Franklin, anybody in that age range. So, yeah, we are super, super excited. Had a lot of support and encouragement, and, yeah, just very excited about it.
Okay, that's Friday, November 15th from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Elevate Youth Center in TRF. So what kind of art will be available on display there at that time?
Well, you know, we are accepting anything, you know, anything from paintings, sculptures, drawings, if they have models, 3D, anything. It's pretty much open to anything. And then we do have, we'll have some judges, and we do have prizes. So the first place prize is $200, second place is $100, and then third place is $50. And then we are also going to do some drawings for some art supplies and some other merchandise. So there's something for everybody.
Okay. Can teens drop off their artwork at any time? Is there a specific time to do that?
Yes. So anytime Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. When Elevate is open, they are more than welcome to drop off their pieces. We do have art submission forms here. Otherwise, you can find them online. They are also on our Elevate, www.elevatetrf.org.
Okay. And the hours for the Youth Center, it's what, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Very good. And again, you can email Kelsey or Mary. Kelsey spelled K-E-L-S-E-Y, so it's Kelsey at elevatetrf.org, or email Mary, Mary at elevatetrf.org. Again, the big event, the Teen Gallery Art Show on Friday, November 15th, from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Elevate Youth Center at 414 Horace Avenue North in Thief River. There'll be light refreshments and music. Where's the music coming from?
Oh, we have several teenagers that are gifted in the musical realm, and so they'll just be playing some light music in the background.
Okay.
They'll be able to showcase their art in that way as well. So.
Yes, very artistic when it comes to music. All right. Have I missed any points, Mary or Kelsey?
No, that's great.
That's awesome. I think we covered quite a bit, so we're very appreciative.
Your work is tremendous, and you mentioned how it's grown in participation numbers and I'm sure a big thing in that is word of mouth among teenagers, right?
Yes, that's correct. We've been hearing a lot about the talk of Elevate at school, and kids' parents are reaching out to us, hey, our kids heard about this at school. So that's it is very much word of mouth. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, that big art show coming up Friday, November 15th from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Elevate Youth Center in Thief River Falls. And again, that's 414 Horace Avenue North. My guests again, Kelsey and Mary, thank you so much. Thank you for your work, and have a good event coming up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.